What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman, and first of all, I hope everyone is having a wonderful Wednesday afternoon. Guys, cut down day is officially over.
With everything that has happened, we had to get it done. You know, obviously there were some players that, there were some players that some fans didn't want to get cut. That's the bad part about training camp. The best part is that you get to perform, you get to show everyone what you can do. But the bad part is when you're not good enough, you either get cut or you make it to the practice squad. So it sucks, and that's why I like football, because you wanna get the best out of each player that you brought in for your organization. So it sucks, but this is how teams get better. This is how teams get better. They work at, they try to get the best out of each and every single player on their roster. Doesn't matter if you're a field goal kicker or it doesn't matter. You got to be the best at what you do. And if you do that, you will get a lot of impressions from the coaching staff, and that's something that you want to see. So yeah, it sucked to see. So hey, I there are some players yesterday that I didn't want to see go. Cole Beasley got cut. I didn't want him to go. But it is what it is. But there have been reports that Cole Beasley could return to the Giants once he's healthy. So I feel like Giants fans, we should keep our eye on that whole situation. But yeah, guys, the NFL offseason training camp was crazy. We had the draft. We had preseason, a lot of interesting and exciting things. There was a lot of interesting and exciting things that displayed in the preseason. That's a good thing. So it's going to be very exciting to see how these young guys, not just from this year's draft class, but from last year's draft class and the previous draft class after that one. So it's going to be exciting. But guys, I decided to come on here because I wanted to talk about, I got another list I want to share with you guys. Okay. Basically, I want to talk about the 10 players the Giants could look at to add via waivers, or we could say free agency, so that's what I'm going to be talking about today. So without further ado, let's get right into it. Obviously the Giants finalized their intentional 53-man roster as they prepare for the Dallas Cowboys Sunday, September 10th at MetLife Stadium. Obviously last year the Giants claimed and were awarded these players at final cuts. Jack Anderson, inside interior offensive lineman Jack Anderson, who's now with the Eagles. These are the teams they used to play for. Jack Anderson, who came from the Eagles. Jason Pinnock came from the Jets. Nick McCloud came from the Bills. Tyree Phillips came from the Ravens. and Justin Lane came from the Steelers. So although the roster is more competitive this year, all 53 may not be donning Giants blue right now. You know? So, obviously, look, this roster is more well-rounded. You know, if anyone was going to ask me, Justin, what is one thing that you can tell about this roster, it's very well-rounded. I think that's one thing I can describe of this roster, but that will not preclude them from adding players who provide more value than some of those who currently reside from the intentional 53-man roster. Both running back Antonio Williams and linebacker Blake Martinez were on the intentional 53-man roster last year, as well as several individuals who inevitably landed on injured reserve. In order to place a player on injured reserve and bring him back during the season, they have to make the intentional 53-man roster, and there are a few candidates for that tactic on the current roster. New York is also 26th in the waiver priority. Last year, they were 5th. There's still a lot that can happen before week one against the Cowboys. So let's go through 8 recently available players who could interest the Giants. So starting at number 1, I got cornerback Desmond King. And I recently talked about this guy before. But I feel like the reason why the Giants should look at this guy is because of depth. I feel like the Giants need to add more depth at the secondary position. This guy, he's a really good defensive back. He's still pretty young. He's only 26 years old. And I feel like adding this guy in a secondary that's going to be very interesting to watch. You got two young guns on the outside, and you got Odoree Jackson, in the in the slot. So it's going to be, it wouldn't hurt to add another veteran cornerback to your roster who has experience and who plays the position pretty well. Obviously, the Texans released Desmond King. This guy, he's a former 5th round pick from the 2017 draft out of Iowa. Desmond King This guy won the Jim Thorpe Award in 2015. He was the defensive back, obviously if you get that award, that's a big accomplishment. I heard that he was the top defensive back in the country when he was in college after he had 8 interceptions and 13 passes defended. He followed that up with a 3 interceptions, 7 passes defended campaign, but subpar height. He's only 5'10", and he has poor explosive testing, led to a slide on draft day. He did, however, test in the 92nd percentile in the 3 cone drill. Desmond King, he's not subject to waivers since he was cut by the Texans, and if the Giants are interested, it wouldn't be the first time a certain member of the Giants expressed interest in Desmond King. Ryan Cowden, the Giants executive advisor to the general manager, was a part of the Titans organization when the Titans traded a 6th round pick to the Chargers to acquire Desmond King. Not only does this guy offer versatility as a secondary player, but he's also a skilled kick returner with 2 return touchdowns in his career. If this coaching staff has made anything clear, it's that versatility is critical, and Desmond King offers it on defense and special teams. Desmond King has played more than 2,000 snaps in the slot throughout his career, with 1,317 snaps at outside cornerback, with most of those outside snaps in the last 2 seasons. Desmond King has 23 passes defended with 9 interceptions, with more than 300 tackles, and only a 10.7% missed tackle rate. He also has 27 career tackles for a loss. I feel like Wink Martindale, Wink Martindale, we all know he loves to run smaller personnel packages, but defenders must be able to execute their run fits aggressively. And I feel like Desmond King offers that skill set. Now, obviously the Giants retained Darnell Holmes with a pay reduction. Still, competent, versatile defensive backs should be explored on a roster with two rookies projected to start, as well as Cordell Flott, who's still a young developing player. So I got Desmond King. I got cornerback Desmond King at number one. At number two, I mentioned this guy before. I'm going to mention him again. I got offensive lineman Alex Leatherwood, and here's why. Look, I wasn't a Alex Leatherwood fan during the 2021 draft when Mike Mayock selected this guy 17th overall. I thought his technique, feet, balance, and inconsistent use of power were problematic. After the Raiders released him last season, the Bears claimed him, and this guy has played only 32. He's played 32 regular season offensive snaps before the Bears waived him this week. The Raiders ate $7 million in dead cap to let this guy walk. Josh McDaniels had just taken the Raiders' job and felt the former first-round pick wasn't going to fit his offense. Now, look at this guy. He is frustrating, but there are reasons to kick the tires on a guy who, you know, Alex Leatherwood, he's still young. He's only 24 years old, you know, who was a former consensus five-star high school player. He's a long player with elite explosive testing. You know, he would compete for the swing tackle position, or he could be the direct backup to Mark Golinski, since Alex Leatherwood has 847 career snaps at right guard. Brian Daboll is another reason Alex Leatherwood may be considered. The Giant, Brian Daboll may have insight on what makes this kid tick. Brian Daboll was the offensive coordinator for Alabama in 2017 when Alex Leatherwood was a freshman. He played 86 snaps at left tackle in his true freshman season under Brian Daboll. You know, the Giants could use, all I'm saying is this, the Giants could use help at swing tackle and with their interior offensive line depth. Tyree Phillips was, you know, he was released, not surprised by that, which could have been health related, and Matt Peart doesn't inspire hope. Alex Leatherwood has, in my eyes, he's done nothing but disappoint since entering the NFL, but a fresh start on a competent team with a familiar face in Brian Daboll could help spark something in a young player of high pedigree. So I got Alex Leatherwood at number two. Offensive lineman Alex Leatherwood at number two. And number three, this was a very interesting one. I got offensive tackle Hakeem Adeniji. And here's why. The recent release of Tyree Phillips makes Matt Peart one snap away from seeing the football field. While Adeniji was far from perfect with the Bengals, he would arguably be an improvement over Matt Peart in pass protection. I mean, first of all, this guy, he's 25 years old. You know, he was a sixth-round pick in the 2020 NFL draft. Out of Kansas, he has more than 1,000 snaps under his belt and started three playoff games last season for the Bengals. He wasn't great in those three games. He's thrown under four sacks and 15 pressures against the Ravens, the Bills, and the Chiefs. The Bengals have used him at both tackle spots and at right guard, where he has 777 career snaps. I don't love the idea of the Giants adding Adeniji, but their backup for the tackle position is an issue now. Now that Tyree Phillips is no longer on the Giants. Adeniji, he's young, he's long, and he has experience starting on a Super Bowl team. You know, so I got Hakeem Adeniji at number three. At number four, I got tight end Sean McKeon, and here's why. Look at it. I understand the Giants' tight end room is stacked after the addition of Darren Waller. Still, the only true blocking tight end is Daniel Bellinger since the Giants retained Lawrence Kager, who's another former wide receiver in college. Sean McKeon was an undrafted free agent in the 2020 NFL draft out of Michigan, who has played more than 300 offensive snaps for the Dallas Cowboys. He only has 6 career targets and 2 receptions. You know, he's 6'5", weighs around 240 pounds, likely weighs more now. He's more known for his blocking, specifically at the second level. He's only 25 years old, and the Dallas Cowboys beat writers said the decision to waive this guy was difficult, and they hope to stash him on their practice squad. I'm not sure if there's a spot on the Giants roster for Sean McKeon, but there's a role for a more blocking-orientated tight end behind Daniel Bellinger. So I got Sean McKeon, and I got tight end Sean McKeon at number 4. At number 5, this was a very interesting one, but I added outside linebacker Jordan Smith, and here's why. This is a guy who was the 122nd pick in the 2021 NFL draft. He was waived by the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is a kid coming out of UAB. He was unique in the sense that he is 6'6" and weighs around 250 pounds with a hybrid edge or linebacker play style. Unfortunately, Jordan Smith only has 21 regular season snaps under his belt from the 2021 season. He tore his ACL in June of last year and worked his way back onto the football field this offseason. In preseason this year, he recorded 3 stops and 4 tackles with good grades across Pro Football Focus. The Jaguars had recently allocated plenty of resources to their edge and linebacker rooms through free agency and the draft. They'll likely attempt to squeeze this guy onto their practice squad, and they may do so successfully. This guy, he's an intriguing option to the Giants, but one that likely won't happen with the recent acquisitions of Isaiah Simmons and Carlos, aka Boogie Basham. I got Jordan Smith at number 5. And number 6, I got Tanner Moose, linebacker or safety, Tanner Moose. And here's why. Yes, I understand. It's another hybrid safety linebacker from Clemson. This guy, he's 6'2", weighs around 227 pounds. He's 26 years old. He's a 26-year-old athlete who ran a 4.41 at the 40-yard dash at the 2020 NFL Scouting Combine. He was drafted 100 overall by Mike Mayock and the Raiders before landing in Seattle last season and spending the 2023 preseason with the Steelers. Tanner Moose, missed his rookie season with a foot injury. By the time he got healthy, the coaching staff in the front office that drafted him fell apart. He doesn't have a ton of production through his 2 healthy seasons. He has 20 total tackles and a pass knockdown, but he was productive on special teams through 2 seasons. Moose had 9 special teams tackles. His presence on the roster would primarily be for special teams, but he fits the positionless label and is quick out of the stance. He could be a depth piece for a Wink Martindale defense that finds ways to beat leverage players with Moose's measurables. So I got Tanner Moose at number 6. At number 7, I got interior offensive lineman Emil Ekior. Hopefully I said his last name right. But I got this guy at number 7. Here's why. Many in the draft community saw the upside of this guy. Still, the former Alabama Crimson Tide of player, went undrafted in 2023 and found himself with the Colts, where he only played in preseason week one against the Bills. I mean, his tape at Alabama wasn't bad, but his medicals were an issue for teams, specifically a left shoulder injury and a knee injury that some teams were unaware of before the 2023 NFL scouting combine. Ekuor's college tape wasn't bad, albeit most of his snaps came at right guard. But his lone preseason action against Buffalo was problematic. I mean, he surrendered 3 pressures and a sack. I feel like, and this guy, he's a pretty big player. He's 6'2", weighs around 315 pounds, you know, and he plays at guard. He seems destined for the Colts practice squad. I don't necessarily see the Giants signing Ekuor to their active roster, but New York could use a young developmental guard with functional movement skills, physical temperament, and good college tape. Ekuor fits that description. So I got Emil Ekuor at number 7. At number 8, I got another interior offensive lineman, Henry Byard. Hopefully I said his last name right. But I got this guy in number 8. I got this guy at number eight, and here's why. First of all, he was an undrafted rookie out of Princeton who was a standout left tackle for the Tigers and head coach Bob Sarace. You know, he's a 6'5", 310 pounder who was a 3-sport athlete in high school with good strength and adequate length with just 33% inch arms. I thought he played well throughout preseason for the Denver Broncos, who are attempting to slide him into their practice squad. You know, he played 62 snaps at left guard for the Broncos. Now the question is, will the Giants reserve a roster spot for a Beard? Likely no. I'm assuming likely no, but this 24-year-old Ivy League standout isn't someone to scoff at. So I got Henry Byard. I apologize if I pronounced his name wrong. You know, let me guys know how to spell. Let me know if I said his name right or wrong. And if I said it wrong, I apologize. But I'm just gonna say Henry B. I got him at number 8. And at number 9, I got safety Jaquan Johnson. Here's why. First of all, this is the guy who's spent a long time with the Buffalo Bills, reserve safety and special. You know, he's a reserve. This guy was a long reserve type of player for the Buffalo Bills at safety and also a special teamer. You know, and the guy is still pretty young. He's only 27 years old. Joe Shane helped this guy in the 6th round out of Miami back in 2019. You know, Jaquan Johnson only has more than 400 defensive snaps with 938 special team snaps that include 13 tackles on special units. You know, he was recorded 25 total tackles and 2 interceptions on defense. You know, which operates all over Leslie Frazier's defensive unit. You know, Jaquan Johnson, he's not that big for a safety. You know, he's 5'10", weighs around 190 pounds, so he's a very lean and small player. You know, the Giants don't necessarily need help at safety, but Jaquan Johnson, he's a familiar face to both Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, who has displayed special teams competence. So, you know, for that, he could be consideration. And last but not least, at number 10, I got cornerback Keith Taylor. Here's why. The Panthers surprisingly released this guy, who was a former fifth round pick out of Washington in the 2021 NFL draft. He's 6'3", weighs around 195 pounds, and he's still pretty young. He's only 24 years old. Played 35% of his snaps last season on a lackluster team. Phil Snow, who was let go as defensive coordinator, and Njiro Evero assumed the role. Keith Taylor was a clear-cut Matt Rhule selection, and it appears Frank Wright is turning the roster over to a different image. Keith Taylor played most of his snaps outside, and has four career passes, defended with no interceptions, and plus a 72.6 catch rate, which isn't excellent. Still, he has the great height, solid length, and adequate explosive testing for a cornerback at a young age. Now, I will say this. I don't believe the Giants will go in this direction, but the Giants could do worse than seeing if Taylor has anything to offer. So, yeah, guys, that's all I got to say about that. Those are my 10 players that I feel like the Giants could look at to add via waivers or free agency, or in other words, free agency. Let me know how you guys feel about my list, and I'll get right back at you guys about that one. We'll see what happens. Like I said before, I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know if I forgot anyone that you guys wanted to suggest. And yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that with ease. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. So far that's all I have for you guys today. I will keep you guys updated for more news about the Giants or more lists if I can think of any more, or if there's any questions or comments you guys have for me. You guys already know what to do. Go down in the Q&A section, and I'll get right back at you guys about that as well. But until then, guys and ladies, I am out. Peace.